Love is the healer, love is the word. A spiritual force moving free. Love is the healer, love is the word. Creator of life's harmony. Truth is the healer, truth is the word. Connecting the dots, you and me. Truth is the healer, truth is the word. Sharing our heart's energy. Good is the presence living within. Knowing its purpose to be. Witness the power in this moment now. As the all in all answers the need. Joy is the healer, joy is the word. My guide through the dark, lonely night. Joy is the healer, joy is the word. An infinite spring of delight. Good is a presence living within. Knowing its purpose to be. Witness the power in this moment now. As the all in all answers the need. Love is the healer, love is the word. A spiritual force moving free. Love is the healer, love is the word. Creator of life's harmony. Creator of life's harmony. Creator of life's harmony. Thank you.
Pleasure to introduce Francine Huss, and she's spoken here a few times and has become a friend. She's from the Golden Gate Center for Spiritual Living in Corte Madera, and I'm just going to give a little highlight about her background, which is very impressive. Francine's interest in human potential and success principles started very early. She knew she was a CEO material even since her first home business at 10 years old. It's no wonder she studied business and earned a degree in psychology. Her favorite word is yes. I like that. The first 20 plus years of Francine's advertising and marketing career were devoted to extraordinary companies whose success depended on creativity and innovation. She has pursued also entrepreneurial ventures in importing, real estate, and interior design. She wrote a great book, which we have in the bookstore, I believe, or we may be out of it, called Think Better, Live Better. And this book is a fresh, modern guide to proven principles and tools that lets anyone create personal fulfillment and professional success, and sometimes miracles. Let's welcome Francine Huss.
Is that really what it says on there? Sometimes miracles?
Yeah, the very last sentence.
Well, what do you know? It's so perfect. Oh, and it's so perfect to be here. Thank you. I just love coming here. I feel so welcome here. And you all have created that. And it's always my intention that with a talk, well, let me just start with this. When I pray for anything, or if it's a miracle, what I ask for is that I hear Spirit so clearly through me in a way that speaks to me in a way that I totally understand. So when I'm inspired to do a talk, as today, praying for a miracle, A couple things are happening. First, I think you've heard several speakers say, we don't talk about what we know, we talk about what we need to learn ourselves. So as soon as a talk comes to me, I know that there's something here for me as much as you. And I could shy away from it, or I could boldly lean into it. And I think maybe you already know from having me here before, there's lots of different kinds of speakers, lots of different kind of practitioners. And my thought is that if you invite me or if clients hire me, what they're really wanting is what I bring, which is really trying to kind of dial up the volume or turn up the dial. I'm not the soft, sweet, shy, retiring type. I really want to go for the gusto. I really want for myself the truth that sets me free. I want to hear what inspires me and sometimes pushes me to a higher level, and that's what I offer. And so I assume that if I've been invited here by you, that that's what you want as well. So I am fulfilled if each one of you here leaves with just one new thought, one new idea, one new something that's percolating, or maybe something that changes something, sometimes everything, and can create a miracle. So who was here 2 weeks ago when Reverend Lloyd Tupper was here? Oh, you are all here. Well, you'll be happy to hear I talked to him on the way. He always calls me on the way to a talk, and he said, I set you up really good. And if you've heard Lloyd before, that is so Lloyd to think that he set me up really good. And of course, I humor him and say, oh yes, Lloyd, thank you for doing that. I so appreciate it. I'm sure they're all set now. So Lloyd and I have been working together for, 10 years now, and I am so privileged the time I heard him say these words. He said, Francine, I learned from Raymond Charles Barker. Raymond Charles Barker learned directly from Ernest Holmes, and it's my intention to teach you everything I know. That was a day I'll never forget. So I feel very privileged by that. And you'll probably notice a little bit of common themes because we think similarly, we study together, and ultimately our goal is to present truth that sets us free. He does it in a little more traditional way with bigger words. And I do it in a way that's very, I kind of call modern and simple and fresh. I like to think in terms that we all live in now. So I really try to simplify things. So if my talk today about miracles sounds simple, I thought about this on the way. I thought, maybe it's too simple. It could be too simple. And then the idea from Spirit just came to me. It's supposed to be simple. None of this is meant to be difficult. When we learn these principles, sometimes they seem too good to be true. The whole creative process and manifestation, or the simplicity of saying yes. It seems too simple. It is simple. And yet, as we know, it all takes practice, right? Daily practice. So we will talk today about praying for a miracle. Now, the title came to me very specifically when I was sitting here 2 weeks ago. Maggie was sitting next to me, and she said, I need your talk title. I said, okay, it'll come to me here. It will. And I have been praying with a dear friend, praying for a miracle. And I recently sent this friend an email praying for a miracle, so that was my title. I thought, this is what I'm working on. This is what I'm promising. This is up for us. So first of all, what is a miracle? What do we call a miracle? Well, I think for most people, a miracle is something that's outside what we have been conditioned to expect. It's something that is outside what science and mathematics and facts would lead us to think is likely, right? Very unlikely, very, very improbable is what we think of as a miracle. We think we're asking for something or wanting something that oh man, we really want to believe in, but we don't have enough evidence or concrete to do that. So if we want, for example, if we want health, if we want a miracle in health, and this is exactly what I'm working on with this friend of mine, what we were really asking for when we want a miracle of health, we want healing for what others have given up on. We want healing that goes maybe in contrast to a diagnosis or a prognosis. If it's wealth that we want a miracle for, what we're really asking for sometimes is we want money to show up when we don't see where it's going to show up. We don't have an expectation of it showing up. If it's love we want a miracle for, maybe we've been single for a lot of years, maybe we've lost our partner and we're lonely and nothing's been happening, we're not meeting anybody and we're just getting lonelier. What we want is a demonstration. That miracle is a demonstration when maybe hope is almost lost. And if we want any kind of happiness at all, we might want to feel something that we're not quite sure we can believe is ours to have. Do those things sound like a miracle? And can we all not think of a miracle we'd love right now in our lives? Can we not think of a miracle that our friends and family would like or could use? Oh, we know people in our lives could use miracles, and we know exactly what they are, right? The same goes for the spiritual community. I'm sure there's a miracle that is wanted here. And the same goes for nations. That's pretty easy to think of the miracle we might all want for our nation, for other nations. What nation couldn't use a miracle of some kind right now? For our planet, a miracle. So let me give you the definition of a miracle. It's not my definition, but I'm not actually sure where I got it. But I love this definition. It just is so simple and so powerful and works. And the definition of a miracle is that it is not a contradiction of physical laws. It is the demonstration of higher law. I'll say that again because I love to embody this. A miracle is not the contradiction of physical law. It is the demonstration of higher law. The bottom line is miracles are a demonstration of God's presence, right? Miracles are a demonstration of God's power and God's law and God's activity in all parts of our lives. So as we raise ourselves to the vibration of oneness with Spirit, we're raising ourselves to the vibration where miracles can happen. And in fact, the truth is, miracles are, oh, I have a minister friend that uses this word, miracles are ordinaries. Miracles are really ordinary life. When life is lived, looked from, and expected to be the life of one with Spirit.